That's what Tangi's idea of being Makariv, different pieces to make an ice. Like taking different candies and spelling out an ice with the candies, or forming an ice with different letters, whether that would be considered Siva or would not be considered Siva, that we love Tangi. There are a couple of rayas that it should be mutter as well. Because I mentioned to you the Lavush, where the whole discussion began, was the Lavush who talked about letters on the side of the page of a book. And the Lavush said, Vashashtim le Mechatos, is a phrase that opening may even be a curve to being a Daraisa. And the Taz was Mekel, and the Taz said, no, that Tiravaisi is found. Mechaira, from that case itself, from that Taz, you see the Taz holds Tiravaisi ice is not only to take separate letters and put them together. We need to take pieces of letters and put them next to each other and form a letter. Mechaira, from that whole Taz, you see that Tiravaisi pieces of ice is also Naksiva, according to the times. Right? Because that's the whole case they're talking about. They're talking about a book. When you have the side of a book, it's little pieces of a letter that you're putting together. So the Pashtos, it would seem that the times is Heter of Kira Vices, even though the times brings Rayas from Gemaras that talk about putting different letters together. But you see in the Kavanah Taz that taking little separate dots and making a letter out of them is also Mutter of Bar Heter of Kira Vices. Well, as it seems that way, from the times, it would seem that that putting, just like we this is for sure, taking Scrabble letters and writing out a letter on a word on a table or a sentence or a paragraph, it's all mutter, l'chatchila, that's l'shayr, that's Kira Vices, that's mutter. Our topic was taking different dots and putting them together and making a letter. The whole heter of the Taz. The Taz also is the same thing. So someone showed me that in one of the English books, Rabbi Cohen, he writes it also to take that and put it together to form a word. But in the footnote, he says it's also because of the Lavush. The Lavush is not here. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah Taka says that you should be Machna Lechatzil like the Lavush, except for Makam Tzairah. About opening and closing these books. The Amikilan, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, the Rav HaShulchan is Mekel. But the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, so he's Machmir. But it seems again that in the Ikar HaDin, that putting together pieces of a letter, you know, with separate pieces and just putting them next to each other, that should be something which technically is Mutter. Welcome Tzarek is Mutter. But Stam is like, we're Machmir, because we're Machmir. It's the same really, the same Shaila, the library folks. That's what we've seen. It seemed to play out in Alok Lamaisa. There was one Nakuda regarding this which I did not understand. That is a psak in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas on the first Tarek. I think it was footnote Mem Ches. From Rav Shlomo Zalman. He said that when you're cutting a cake that has lettering on it, you're allowed to cut between the letters. Just know how to cut a letter, but you're allowed to cut between the letters. But that heter, I don't understand why. Because being machit the ices. Now, if I machit two ices that are just on the table and not connected, there would be no problem. But here, if I took separate letters and I stuck glued them together, it would be kaisiv. So if they're stuck together and I break them apart, the chayrut should be my cake. So I don't understand that sack. It just says the Shlomo Zalman writes that the whole issue is only to cut the word itself, but to cut between the words, if that's mutter, that I don't understand. What? Between the letters, anyway. What?
The letters are stuck together.
The letters are stuck together. Well, they stick to the surface of the cake. Just like when you write with a pen, the ink sticks to the paper. No two letters are stuck to each other. You look at the Gemara, they're not stuck to each other, but they're stuck to the same surface. Same thing when you write on a cake. Why can't I rip it in half? Why can't I put it together? You never had a page that's ripped halfway and then you put the two pieces together.
You see? I mean,
no. Okay, you do a cake. You can cut it apart. You just push it together. It's okay. You take a birthday cake, you cut it before Shabbos, you'll have to separate the letters on Shabbos. Because it's carved, it's only kirovaisius. That's how you size it. It's not glued together. There's no problem.
It's not meant to be frozen, though.
It's meant to
be cut.
Why would that change it? If I write something before Shabbos and I need to break it on Shabbos, I'm allowed to break it up on Shabbos. Well, the place we talk about is, I'll mention such a thing that you need to see the Shokayama that you're playing for Jesus. I don't remember such a thing. I mean, what? Right, it's right to be Kayama. It's just your intention is to take it apart.
It
doesn't sound like it. Then they bring down the idea of cakes, and then the footnote he brings, you'll have to see the letters. So I don't understand that. He says so. Putting letters is the chumotera, there's no shayla. Making a letter is the whole shayla. Kirovaisius is a gemara. So when you have separate letters, it's a gemara, there's no question. Then pray there's not. The question is that even true? When you create a letter, when you take separate letters. Right. His assumption is that the Levush would be made by separate Isis. The reason Levush is Machmir is because it's a separate piece of letter. Separate Isis is pretty much a Gemara. Right. There's another way it could be Machamit. It's really two ways to be Machamit. According to Levush, two ways. Levush, by the books, you could learn his Machmir because he holds different pieces of letters are worse than different letters. Or you could learn a book is different, it has a binding, so that it's not just Treva Balma, it's connected. He's learning that he's the heart between pieces of Isis and Isis. At any rate, this is the Yotzer of the Vareinu, and we turn now to Chakika Kestiva, which is the main Indian. And the Gemara was in the middle of asking a kasha. The Gemara asked, remember the Chakika Lam Sivo? We see over here Chakika is Sivo. So the Gemara says, like, kasha hadachot taychais hadachot yilechais. Chot taychais is an expression you should be familiar with. It's when you take a letter and you write it normally with a pen, that's chot yilechais. You create the yerech, you create the pieces of the letter. Chot taychais is when you have a blotch of ink and you create the letter by erasing around what would otherwise be the letter. So that you have a big splotch, and then by erasing all around, that's called Chok Taychais. And our Gemara is saying, what? The Chok Taychais is possible for a get. You have a letter in the get that you have to have, and you create the letter by Chok Taychais, that's a psal. It has to be created by Chok Yerechis. What's the difference, Mr. Hesder? What is Chok Taychais and Chok Yerechis? This is that create a letter by writing with ink. So to see that it's a son in the Maisik Siva, not in the son in the Kosav. That Siva is a son that's not a Ksav. It's a Ksav. It's ink in the shape of a letter. It seems the son is that it's a son that it's not a Maisik Siva. That there is no Maisik Siva in creating this letter. Are you asking? Huh? Is it a letter? Some it is a letter. It's a ksav. It's just missing in the Maisik Siva. What's the difference? In Bukhari will be Shabbos. Well, first of all, if you have a letter that's written with Chok Taychais, you're certainly not allowed to erase it on Shabbos. But it's a letter. Just what's missing in the Maisik Siva? We're not called the Maisik Siva. But it's a letter. So erasing it was filled with the Chabiyas. So Gittin writes that Chok Taychais on Shabbos is an issue deraisa of ksiva, which neither has been. Agamar is saying Chok Taychais is not ksiva. He says on Shabbos it would be ksiva. What's the difference? What? Dafka by get on mitzvah, the Gemara says. Say to Teres that way, it's a Teres of Lishma.
Because
it has to be right. Starting the Lishma, you mean? Yeah, I understand Chok, there's no Lishma. No, it could be a schmuck. You make a slot.
I like the schmuck. You need a letter. It really is a letter. I didn't like the letter schmuck.
So only be shy if you make the splotch. One day I make the splotch for schmuck, and then I could erase it.
I write letters for schmuck. I
didn't write letters for schmuck. So there are three places we know schmuck. I said, Torah, by Gan, and by Tzitz. All three need the schmuck. If that's true, then you're saying it's really not schmuck, it's not a my schmuck. So you hold it only with Shema, only with Chesima, not with Chesima. You hold like a mayor. So it'll be kosher. The Mordechai, it's really this Tosfot is really a Mordechai. The Mordechai in our Gemara, it says Shin Dalad Nem in the Mordechai. He says about Shabbos, and he says a Hesder. He says in Tamer, Halakai Gad Nachot Teches Mikrik Sibul in Yimalat Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos that says Not like Legagai Shal Ches Venasha Snei Zayin and Chayis. You take away the roof of the Ches and you left the two Zayins. So the Masechta Shabbos, it's a Mishnah in the Perek Baina that says that you're Chayiv. I got Chokhtai Chayis. So we see it's Chesiva. Yes? You take, or let's say you have a Dalit, you erase the side of the Dalit, you make it into a Resh. So it says you're Chayiv on Shabbos, right? So on Shabbos we see it's something. Yishloimer. The hasa maleches masheves asra taira, ube mashava tluya maleches Shabbos. There's a different gather. His gather is Shabbos is different. Shabbos is telling maleches masheves and what you machshiv writing. The king Shabbos gavel lasi siyasi to enkepe the beis in yinas. Rashi ade meisa. Shinoi. You're also writing with a Shinoi Chotach. Who writes? Who writes by erasing? Maybe that answers, because it bothered me. I mean, he says two things. Why is Shabbos different? So what I read to you till now, he says, because Melech and Shabbos. And then he says, he doesn't say Inami. It is there. They made on there. Where in the Mishkan did they write? On the beams of the Mishkan, they numbered them Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet to know Ladas Eze Ben Zuva, to know which goes where. They didn't care if they were Chavtaychis. But the Lachash Shnei the Kasav, Tzarach Shiach the Gufa Isis. They didn't care if they were Chavtaychis. So here then, the Mishkan, they also did Chavtaychis. They weren't making not to do Chavtaychis. So the Mishkan, they did Chavtaychis. He didn't say they did. He said they weren't making not to do. So there needs a little bit of a Hezber. Why does he mix two Torahs together? He says, Melech Mashavet, and he says they did it in the Mishkan. Maybe it's taka for this. That really, it's not a shevet. I to shinoi. So maybe he considers it not to be a shinoi. I can't prove from the Mishkan it's not a shinoi. But that's what he means to add with this tekuda, that it's not a shinoi. So then on Shabbos, it's chayiv anyway. This is the mahalach of the Mordechai. Then on Shabbos, chav teiches is something. Mordechai is a pesukim. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba holds the Chav Teichos on Shabbos is Tafel. If you write a letter to Chav Teichos, it's not Chayiv. And he says, not like the Gagash Shalchess is different, that's not Chav Teichos. You wrote a letter, and you mix it up, and you write a letter, it has a tour of the letter, and there's something sticking out that connects it to a different letter, or that would pass on it, you fix it that way, that's not Chav Teichos. You're measuring it through Chakika. But, otherwise, it's the Rashi sheet, the Rashi and the Shabbos that put down one. That's it. So it's Machot Sushainim, if Chag Tzeitzis with Gabi Shabbos is chayiv or not. The Beis Meir brings a raya that it put to the Rashba, because the Gemara on Yitzchak and Aleph compared Rish Lakish, Shvayim Neir, Rish Lakish and Riechanan, compared Shabbos to get. By Yerak Abi Sikra, he compared, if Yerak Abi Sikra, Chayim on Shabbos, it should be Kosher and get. That was what Rish Lakish said. That if Yerak Abi Sikra on Shabbos is a Ksiva, it should be a Ksiva by get. So Beis Meir says, 1 minute. According to Mordechai, to be Mechalik. By Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas being on, so Yerak Abi Sikra is a Ksiva. Mashav is a Ksiva. But on Get, who says Yerak Abi Sikra is a Ksiva, how could you compare them? So it's up to Beis Meir, that's a right to the Rashba. It's a right to the Rashba that there's no difference of the Shabbos and Hilchis Get. The truth is that the right has to Shakaraya, because the Rishonim who Taka learned that was a Rav Yechonon Tzeres, like you said. Rav Yechonon says that he Neshanu Medam and Nasa Naisa, the Rabbat of the Ritzvah learned that you can't compare Malach HaShabbos, which is Malach HaShabbos, to a Gid. So, L'maisa, it's Machlokes Rishonim. It's how you say, if Ksiva on Shabbos could be a Ksiva, which technically is not a Ksiva, but Malach HaShabbos, you're making it into a Ksiva, because to you it's Chashav HaMalacha. So this is, appears to be a Machlokes. How right the Machlokes expands to other types of Ksiva, I don't know. But for Chag Tzeitzis, this right is this, this Machlokes. I'm still in. This Seinach that on the Rashba Lakula. You know, if you have two letters that are connected in Sefer Torah, let's say you're looking at Sefer Torah, there's an ink connecting two letters. How do you fix it? So if you're just going to scratch it off, is that good? Just scratch it off. They're getting into a shayla. Maybe that's Chag Tzeitzis. Because you're forming the letter. The letter was puzzled till now. It was readable. But it was puzzled till now. And now you're doing Chag Tzeitzis. Is that Chag Tzeitzis? The Rashba says what you're saying. But 1 minute. Our Mordechai that I read you, the Mordechai said that if you have two Zayins connected with a God, and you erase the God, that's Chag Tzeitzis. That's what the Mordechai here says. He says, Shabbos is Chayek, it's not Moshev. But as the Mordechai said, it's Chag Tzeitzis. The Rashba holds that it's not Chag Tzeitzis, but you said it's a letter anyway. So if you have a Sefer Torah and you have two letters connected, the best thing is to be able to call Shittos. And you erase it in the way that passes the letter, and you take ink and you match the letter. That's the proper way to Mechatzilah to fix the Sefer Torah. You're in effect in the path of the Sefer Torah in order to fix it, in order to make it good. So you're allowed to do that, right? If you're missing a word, you erase the whole line to squeeze in the word. That's the Masher. Right? That's true, right? You want to say Torah be true to be Kashal Kuliyam. Unless you really want to Rashi, you could first pass the letter and then scratch out the connection. Right? Excuse me? In order to fix it, I think you'll have to. You want to fix it, like the okay. And this is the way, I think this is the way it's done. The problem is with tefillin and mezuzahs. By tefillin and mezuzahs, what's the problem? The cathedral. So by tefillin, when you have a deep okaisius, there's a bir halach and hilchos tefillin. He talks about what to do. He says, but Malcolm Hess said you can be soimach on the Rashba, that it's no problem. And it happens very often, a sefer, it's very tiny, the sefer writes it. He finishes writing, he looks back. And if there's a connection, the meaning of the sefer today is that they rely on this Rashba, and they do a fixed tefillin that way. People ask me, they're buying tefillin for their bar mitzvah boy, what hiddush should they look for? Usually the bar mitzvah himself, when you're bar mitzvah, you don't know anything about these. The father has a boy's bar mitzvah, he asked me what hiddur they should look for. You know, a hiddur, this and that. I tell them, ask them to get parashiyos that were not, the letters were not the hukas. So they call it Bilti Nigiyos. And when they wrote it, they know there was no nigiyos of the letters, and they didn't have to come on. Because this is something that Bi'ur Halacha says to rely on Bishas Hatzach, or Mokim Hefzit, whatever his lashon is. So for the cipher, it might be a Mokim Hefzit. To me, it's not a Mokim Hefzit. It costs the same both ways. You just ask. Of course, if the whole world is going to ask for it, then it's not going to work. But Lameister, the Seif anyway, is writing a dozen pairs. And it only happens in two or three out of a dozen. So you ask that you should get one, which is bad out of the Seif, don't be thinking yes, there are no letters touching.
So you have to get it for 100 years, you have to go and touch it back up.
Touching up is not so much of a problem. It wasn't possible. It wasn't possible. So this machlekes, the Rashi of the Mordechai, has practical applications. We'll see in Yitzhak Hashem. They all have sons. They'll be bar mitzvah. We'll see if you still remember that there's such an Indian. So yeah, if you remember the exact machlekes, the Rashi of the Mordechai, but you'll remember at least to ask me what was that thing we spoke about in the Sefer Skitin about the children. We'll see if I remember. So I did it right 6 times, and it's 6 years it don't like it. So.
Why is it
a problem? Why is it a problem? By secretary, it's easy to be chashish from all sheep. You just have to let her fix it. What? I don't hold anything. I don't hold this way or that way. I'm quite too shy. So if I can be able to call a sheep, I try. There's no Malkin Hester there. Here, it's a Malkin Hester. So, okay, so this is my point this year, the Rashi of Mordechai, the Tarkin passes like the Mordechai, I believe. So he doesn't even bring the Mordechai, he just stopped his Svara. I believe he says that Shabbos is different than Lashon Shabbos, which is the Mordechai of Muhammad. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Hod the Chav Teichais, Hod the Chav Shireichais. The Teichais lie, I mean. Oyeh, Savai Shekei, Ayala Bailei. This is going on, the tzitz had written on it, the word Kodesh Lashem. Boy, it's sorry, Shekei, I'll apply like you didn't raise up, but did raise up, Tzaychei. Gemara and Mzah, that when you make a coin, that's called Tzaychei, you scratch around to have a lifted image. And the Gemara, continue raise up, but like you didn't raise up, continue raise up, the pilot. The like it didn't raise up, the evil has some teichai sachi yerechas. What's he saying? That the tzitz was by letters stuck out. But don't think they made it by chav teichai. No, they made it by chav yerechas. How did they do it exactly? So the Gemara doesn't explain yet. The Gemara now, in effect, is going to explain by coming on to the next shaiva. Now listen carefully to the shaiva of the Targum. For a minute. Now listen carefully to the Shach of Italia, and maybe we'll have a little bit of a Havana in the Chlechs around the divided. You have to follow carefully the Gemara. All the way, Ravim Ravashi, Rishma, Mishlitz Chorat, and Knufi Mishma. What does that mean? Rishma, what's Rishma? Very unclear. Not for Rashi, you couldn't do it. Rashi says, it means Chaisam HaMatbeya. Now this seems to be the same thing we're talking about Torah. You have a form. You have a glob of metal that's soft, heated up. And you take a form and you press it onto the metal. What are you doing when you press a form on the metal? First, you can look at it two ways. You're scratching out the sides. Let's say in the middle is George Washington tennis. So either you could feel you're pressing the sides, and the metal is tennis sticking up. Or, Lamaisa, it's not that way. Lamaisa, if you have a piece of soft metal when you press, you're also popping up the middle. Right, that's the nature. You have a solid, you have something solid that's in a contained area, you press down the sides, you push up the middle. So you can look at it two ways. You can look at it chav teichais, you're pressing out the side. You can look at it chav yerechas, you're popping up the middle. So he asks, what is that? Amalei nichmet charet. No, it's called chav teichais. Problem?
What
if they ask you what happens, we should get down and take a careful look and see what happens. Are they asking what happens? Why don't you look carefully and see what happens?
The question is it going to be compressed or is it going to be decided? They're not necessarily going to be able to tell.
So it's a question of physics?
How do you know what the question is? How do you know what the question is? How do you know what the answer is?
But where you learn the question is what's in the field.
Well, don't
say that, because then you can't figure right out in the fifth. Because if you could do it two different ways, so who knows how to make the fifth? You want to figure right out. It's mashma that when you make, if I say make kid raise up, that's the first thing. The make kid didn't raise up. Then there's only one way. Otherwise, what's the shadow?
That's
Rashi Mashiach Mitzvah. Which Rashi Mashiach Mitzvah
is? That's Rashi Mashiach Mitzvah.
I can't understand that the shadow is in the Tzvah, because then how do you learn the Gemara's Kasher? You're saying you can do it both ways. The question is in the Tzvah, what happens?
So what's for the letter? It's not that we have that is
what it is.
So you put that in the
letter.
The question is,
did
the metal
equal
to the next
metal?
Back for the letter?
Or maybe there's no question if you scratch around the side that what remains is not a letter.
Maybe the
ear of
the statue. Is it the
letter space or is it the Torah? Rashi says, the Nintach, because Deich Kai, the Nichbet Tosei Chatzura. Rashi says that when you press on the side, the middle part gets pushed up into the forearms. And the Rashi says those words.
That's called the Tzav,
It can't be, because if you push it with a pin or a pin from the back, everyone holds the letter. Going through the discussion. Right?
It's the point.
If you push it out with the form of the letter, everyone agrees to succeed. There is. It's the same as no. You don't push up the whole thing. You push out. If you turn it upside down, you push out George Washington's head from the back. One way to
do it.
This time, the result was exactly the same. But it's way
different.
And when you take a coin with a money, you also just have the head afterwards. Looks exactly the same.
The
plate of metal, when you're pressing it to form the head.
You push it in, so you have
the head is not pushed in, the head is pushed up. The head is pushed up, right?
You push it
as
far as it comes in the middle.
That's correct.
So you still have
sides. And when you push it up in the bottom with a pin, you also have sides.
No, but the sides are endless. I'm talking about the letters, the ear space on the side.
Sorry. We have to bring it to play and practice. I don't get to see what you're saying. I don't know how you can learn the Gemara. That's the question to see.
Rashi doesn't say this is what happens when we're asking. Is it technically too cold? Rashi says this is not a story. It means when we press down, you push down the door club, it's on the outside, and maybe when you're left with the head.
So why don't you experiment? It's a very easy experiment. You take a piece of clay, you measure it's 1 inch thick. You stamp, but now you see it, the head sticks up more than an inch.
It's certainly
going to stick up.
Certainly, even the materials that aren't
going to
do that.
Oh, well.
But
the
question is,
you
build metal. How does one build metal?
You do a metal experiment with metal.
It's not at all. You need such a size measurement.
Well, you need precise measurement. Take a big piece of metal and a big sample. Yeah, you're just so thinking it's going to stick up. I don't understand.
No, it's a question. Does it go higher?
Of course it goes higher. It has to go higher. The metal has to go somewhere. Where's the metal? Where's it going to go? Well, it depends if your form is holding it on the side. If you have a form that's flat, right, and you're going to stamp it, so it'll go to the side. If you have a flat form and you stamp it, it'll go to the side. If you have one that's contained, the way most stampers are, because you want the coins to be a certain size around, then it'll go up. It's easy. No?
It could be condensed. When you deal with clay, clearly it moves to the side. But when you deal with something harder, it doesn't have so much movement. It's not saying that
You went to Gemara's way. That's the question in the Shias and the Tassa. Right?
Why
do you call that? So what's, you know, it doesn't take so much brains to figure out the Messias. If I have a stamper that has size and I stamp, of course it's going to pop up. It's a shiny. It has to go somewhere.
It depends what way
on the compact metal or both.
It depends what way you want it.
What?
If you want it to say, if you want the picture to say, let's say a face, and the nose is facing this way,
right?
Then when you're pushing it in, the nose is facing this way. When you turn it over, it's not facing that way. It's facing the opposite way. Depends what way you want it to
say. Different way.
So it makes a difference of what it's considered. Is it considered popping up or not?
The question is the question, is it considered popping up, or is the question, is it in the tzias popping up? I understand the question. Well, because Rashi describes this with Chorot, which is a true fact. He describes Tzuluf Nichnif, which is a true fact. They're both factually true. It's true the sides go down. It's true the middle comes up. And the boy is, how do we look at that with the Tzuluf Ha'alach? Do we look at that as Chachai or Chachimei? The truth is, you can't run your way. What's Ace say? If you're going to learn that it's possible to do it both ways, the Shaila is which way, what's happening.
No, that's the way.
Right. If I have nothing on the side, I can't, then certainly nothing's going to pop up.
What happens?
What do you mean? If I stamp it with something that has nothing to contain the side, then there's no question. The side fell out. There's no Shaila.
Well, then you pop up. Well, it's going to go. You deal with metal, which is very large. Maybe the pressure will condense the metal, but doesn't push the metal from the side out.
There's no question that it will not go up if there's nothing holding it in on the side. If I take a flat stamper and I stamp something, nothing's going to get pushed up. But I have metal that's 1 inch high. I stamp it with a stamper that has nothing containing it on the side. There's nothing that's going to be higher than an inch. Why would it make it go up? Why would it go up? There's no shadow, it won't go up. It'll be higher because the other sides are lower, but they won't be higher than it was before.
The point is, when I do metal,
it's
the metal
that puts
the other metal outside of
it. So most of you are quiet. Do you understand what he's talking about? Do you understand what they're talking about? Huh? If I take metal or clay, and I take a flat stamper, and I stamp on top, it's going to pop up?
It's going
to pop up. The Rashi describes Knutte Nichtef means that the chaisim goes up into the form.
Because the metal is in the back, and that half the metal goes into, they push it in.
What would make it go in? It's not alive, it doesn't go. If it's contained on the side, if you have a stamper, like, that has something that contains, it might be perfectly round, so you have something that contains it in an exact circle, and you stamp it, and I understand, it can't go sideways, so it goes up. But things that go sideways, they don't go up. Why would it go up if it could go sideways? You know why? Because between your fingers it's contained by your fingers. That metal will not compress if it has some place to go. It won't compress if it has some place to go. Why would it? Maybe it will. You think that's a shiloh? That's a shiloh. It compresses like snow. Now I'm hearing it. So when you step on it, it gets compressed. Maybe the metal also gets compressed. Maybe it could be compressed.
So that's what
the shiloh is. The shiloh, does it compress or doesn't it compress?
Right.
So why don't we do an experiment? It's very
experiment. You're talking about metal. You're talking about large.
So I use a larger metal to do the experiment. Later I'll make a coin. I'll take
the stamp and you're pressing hot metal with the stamp. Hot metal doesn't. It's still
further than it is. But you take
the
stamp,
maybe with
the quarter size,
maybe with
the
hand,
you're not
banging
it
so much,
and you're
going to
squeeze
it,
you're
using pressure on it. It's going to make a little bit of a
significant pressure. What happens? That's another shiloh.
How? You deal with
the stuff. You take a larger amount. Anything you can do with small,
man,
do a larger amount.
But if you're banging out metal, that's such a high rate of pressure. No one's going to agree that this is a point.
The way I understood the Gemara is missing Olam B'Shishar, not a Metziah Shar. The way I understood, when you make a coin, both happen. Say, I see it. Both happen. The sides go down and it all goes up. That's what happens when you make a coin, when you form a coin, the sides go down, it all goes up. How do you look at that halachically? Now certainly, if you would take a chisel and do one, then the other, so it would depend on the Seder Advarim. How is the letter getting its Tzura? If it's originally getting its Tzura from the sides, then it's Chak Peichais. If it's originally getting its Tzura from the raising, then it's Chak Yireis. That wouldn't be a Shai. The Shaila is, because it happens in one shot, with one stamping, at the same time the sides go down and the milk comes out. I understood that's the way I understand the Gemara Shai. We're understanding that the Shaila Metziah Sadbar does one. Two things pop up or not. That's the Shaila. Does it pop up into the, or does it get compressed and nothing goes out? That's the Shaila. When I stamp, do the sides just get compressed and the middle remains raised? Or does the middle push itself upwards into the form? I find it hard to understand the Gemara. Someone has to Ramesha, could it be a Machlaikas to Matthias? Ramesha says, there's no Machlaikas in Shabbat to Matthias. They said, if it looks like a Machlaikas to Matthias, just learn it and go back. Then he asked, what do you learn? He told that Chabur and Nechbar at Damit Kitaki. So Ramesha explained the Machlaikas. But sometimes it looks like a Machlaikas to Matthias. I don't understand this Machlaikas to Matthias because I think a Suffolk in Matthias.
That's what we
have. And I think it's a Machlaikas to Matskana too. I think so. Thank you. First to you, but let's see the Maskana. So we have here a Shaila. If it's Michritzkar, it's a Michritzkanet, which means is it Chatzaychus or is it Chachirechus? What's Pshat? Yeah, I don't know. You do experiments, you get some clay, you get some gold. Okay. As a 12th grade, there was a boy in my class who had this mishigas. He melted metal, he made the copper quarters and silver pennies. He had this thing, you have to find, get a hold of him. Appropriately enough, today he's an architect, he's an engineer. So I had to get a hold of him and ask him what his experiments show. I don't know. Anyway, Amalai Nichritzkaris. He told him it's called Nichritzkaris, which means Chak Taifas. That was the Shekel Vitaria. Eisrei. Eisrei Kasha, Loya, Yakaisrei Shekeya, Ela Baylai, Kedinarim, Kedin Rezav. It says that the fit was not Shekeya. It stuck out. He's talking about the Nichritzkaris. You're going to say, Nichritzkaris is Chak Taifas, I'll be the midst of a Lekka. You need the tzit should be written, you need ksav, feleka. And the Gemara, no. Kidin reisav, like kidin reisav. And the Havamita was, they made the tzit which way? With a form. They stamped it with a form. Gemara says, no. It came out looking like kidin reisav, but they didn't make it kidin reisav. How did they make it? The like kidin reisav the pilot. It protruded just like coin. But like it in it, he lost and they got boy, Yachem Avroi. There they stamped it from the outside by a coin. Here, how did they make the coin? They Avroi. What does Avroi mean? They went to the back of the sheet of gold and they took a sharp utensil and they pushed up the form of the letters Kodesh Lashem. And by pushing up the form of Kodesh Lashem, that's the way they did it. This is the way Rashi explains it. The Rambam, the Tesser Rash brings Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that it means that they took tweezers and they pulled up. Rabbeinu Tam holds you don't push it from the back, you pull it out from here. Struggles with how to fit it into the Lashon Hakam of Avroi, Hakam Avroi. But he says they pulled it out with Malchut Chaim, with tweezers, and that's the way they did it. Ksiva. Either way, what happened? What? Soft metal? Clay could do with it. If you say no, it's different, I can't answer you, but he says You have a flat back, you have metal. That's the source, and you pull it out. So that is, the Gemara that has any nails, that this was made with its foot. And the Maskata the Gemara holds, it wasn't made with its foot, it was made with a protrusion, a physical cord to, let's say, a rashi, to push out the leather. The Rambam says that this was made by pushing out the letters. The Ravid says, no, it was made with its foot, made with a form. So immediately, you say, what are you talking about? The Ravid is the Gemara's Habanina, and the Rambam is the Gemara's Maskana. No, the Gemara in the Teretz says, Hachamei Avrai. But it wasn't made like the Reza, no?
Because
it arrived, you took a stamp and you pressed it in. You pressed it out. If you use the form to push it out from the back, then you'd be right. It's the Russian arrived if it is that way. But you pushed it out from the back. But certainly the Mefarshei Rambam don't learn that way. The Mefarshei Rambam say that the Rambam holds you need a Maisa Ksiva. So you have to stick it out. You have to do something to push it out. And the Ravid says, Mako Lova Kodesh, that you did it with a stamper. He says, that's not a Maisa Ksiva.
They explain that. You make Ksiva's letters.
Okay. So Rambam didn't want to go to the Ravid. How you touch the Ravid, how you explain the Gemara? I don't know. The Mefarshei Rambam say the Rambam didn't like the Ravid's chat. They wanted a Maisa Ksiva. The Ketzibishna says he wanted a Maisa Ksiva. The Ravid obviously holds it is a Maisa Ksiva. But the Rambam held that using its force is not a Maisa Ksiva. That's the way to explain it. I think there's some sense that I can better explain the Rambam writer that way. The Shaiwa of Chakika Ksiva that I mentioned to you Friday, Parshas Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh, was started with the Kasha that I mentioned that I had asked Rav Chaim Sivievsky. The question that our Gemara ends up Chakika is Ksiva, and yet we find a sock in the Mishnah Berurah where it says that you're not allowed to cut birthday cake type of thing, something with letters that are written on. The Mishnah Berurah says that's all talking if the letter was written onto the cake or onto the cookie. But if the letter was made from the cookie itself, was pressed into the cookie itself, it's made the Uga Atma, then there's no issue, you're allowed to cut it. Today there aren't cakes made that way, there are chocolate bars, or chocolate candies made that way, there's some crackers that have the company name Osem pressed into it, this type of thing. And those things, rather they do it with Havana, which has sitting on the dough, because they ship it with Guyton, it has sitting, they press it in. And Mishabura says that you're allowed to break, you're allowed to crack on Shabbat. I don't understand. We pass in Chakika Ksiva. We pass in that pressing in is the same thing as Ksiva. So why does it help to Hilchah Shabbos? If anything, Shabbos is more easier to be called Ksiva. Why does it help to Hilchah Shabbos that it's pressed in? It's not Ksiva. Breaking it should be the same Chakika as if it was written on top of it. Because Amas Kani is Chakika Ksiva. So just like you know, I cut a cake on the letter, shouldn't be allowed to break a cookie if the letters are chokmah in it. This was the kasha which I asked him at that time, and he said he has no answer. What he did tell me is he could be mekel because anyway, you got to keep him even on the birthday cake. So he could be mekel. All right, so I know you could be mekel. But should do mekel. I know you could be mekel. That's shot. So I suggested this Teretz, that maybe Chakika Ksiva is only where something was whole originally, And then you chaykek in order to make a chakika. In other words, you have a complete cake. Now you take a utensil and you scratch out a letter. You take a finger and you write on the icing. You write a word. That's chakika tiksiva. And that type of lettering is tiksiva. You know how to write. But if something was originally a chocolate, it's originally poured into a form. It's originally made that way. So then, there's no din of chakika ksiva, there's no ksiva. The thing was originally formed that way. There was never a ksiva. There's never a nice ksiva. So it doesn't have a din ksav. And that's why these things that are originally formed that way are more kulidic. So there'll be a difference between chakika, which is a maisa chakika, or something that's made with its foot, where there's no maisa chakika, was originally formed a certain way. So this is a teretz I suggested. And he seemed to say that that's totally in the machlokes how they made the tzitz, which is the way I understood it, that this teretz is good by the Rambam. Rambam holds that tzitz was made by chakika, by being chaykes, because he also has a ksav, so my teretz is no difference. He's going to make it with its foot, it'll be the same thing. So l'chayra, this should be totally in the machlokes the Rambam derived. The interpret that I said that chakika ksiv is only to do a maisa chakika like the Rambam, and right here you could write the chocolate by, crack it, so you can arrive it. But the first is also ksiva, so if the first is also ksiva, my teretz wouldn't be the teretz. The chayyur will be also to break this chocolate bar, whatever it is, the cookie. This is what I suggested that Erev Shabbos, and I mentioned it again on Matzah Shabbos, I think this idea that it comes up peladik, the question: am I allowed to break the chocolate bar? It's telling them like the Rambam derived and how they made the tzitz. Very interesting. Rav Weinberg is now holding here in this sugya. He approached me. He said that he heard the tape of, I assume, once a Shabbos and on Friday's tape if he got. But he heard what I said, and he thinks that I made a mistake. I made a mistake that my teretz is good, not only like the Rambam, but my teretz is good like the Raiva too. Because what did I say? These are kind of saying. And my teretz is only good if you hold the tzitz was made that way, not if it was made bitzvos. It's a wonder. What I'm saying is that if you pour something into its puss, there's no ksiva, and then you're allowed to break it. The Raiva could agree with that. The writer didn't say the metal of the tzitz was poured into a form and that's how they made it. The writer said the fetish. They took it first. I think his lashon is, he could the cornice, they hit with a heavy sledgehammer, and with the hammer they formed the letter by knocking it onto the tzitz. So the writer holds that that's tzitzah. You have a flat surface and you knock, so the rabbi holds you have to push with a utensil. And he holds, if you knock with a form, it's also tzitzah. But if you talk in the writer, will be binder. That if you originally pour something into a form, or you pour a batter or a cake batter into a form that has the letters that are not going to immediately not going to have the letters, they are going to be stuck into the letters. So also be reminded. The Chayyur of the time is right. I don't know what the Chayyur would say to that, but the Chayyur of the time is right. That Sai according to the Rambam, Sai according to the right, this chiluk could hold true. So this is when in Yom Chakik Ksiva. There are numerous inyanim in chakika ksiva. It's really a shas sugya in a certain sense. Not that it's all of shas, but we get in many different sugyas in shas chakika ksiva. Just to mention briefly, there's sugya menachis, shin shal tefillin. The Gemara says halacha meshim Sinai. The Gemara says that everyone has in the shalraish the shin of the tefillin. There also there's a big machlokes in the rishayim and the achrayim. How to make the shin of your tefillin, of your shalraish? How do they make it? You make it with its foot, or do you make it with three ways? Either with its foot, or pushing it in through the back, or like Rabbeinu Tam, taking tweezers and pulling out the nafachayim, a shin form. So there are big chalukei deis on how to do it, and I think today they all do it the same way. About 30 years ago, there was a bit of a tumult over how they're made. And I think what they do now is they pull out a shin form with tweezers, the yadayim, put the kosher shin. Now they would sell you those tefillin, you wouldn't want to buy it. It doesn't look so nice. after they pull out the shin, it's a kosher shin, then they put it into a form which gives it the entire tzura of the shin. It gives it the whole form of the shin. And that's the way it comes out beautiful, and it has the original sort of a yitzer shtei shittas by doing it this way. It has to be a yitzer, because otherwise, what does it help to pull it out? You pull it out in the way that you're not yitzer. You have to hit her at it, so they do the model. There are times to blame everyone. There are times the best way. The question is if it's necessary. But if you can pull it out for your dying, that's the best. So there was a tool at that time about the tagging. I mean, most tools today, do they have on the shin? They have tagging? You probably don't even remember. Tagging on the shin. Most tools 30, 40 years ago did not have tagging on the shin of the bodies. And Lamaisa today, I think they do make with tagging protruding on the shin. There's a tumul then, when they do with the tweezers, that they make the tagging. But if you hold, you have to have the mailah, you have to make the tagging also. But that was then, tumul, I remember Sternbrook wrote a whole, on this Indian. Probably in his Shulis Farm that he printed. But that's one place where it comes up. I mentioned another place that Friday about engraved letters in Kalim. But engraved the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Some shuls have it on the menorah in the middle. They have engraved the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which I think is Shalai Kahalacha. I know there are shuls that have it. And the place even says that if you have such a thing, you're supposed to cut it out and put it in Shemus. It doesn't seem to be the right thing to have it that way, or the shuls have it. Those who disagree with me, but a number of other cases where there are Shabbos and Chekikik Ksiva. These four come to mind, Shabbos and Shemus, and the Tefillin. There were other cases that just don't come to mind at the moment. But anyway, this is the Chekikik Ksiva. It's a Shem will continue tomorrow. I just want to come back to one thing. He talked about a get on the Surah Hadar. And I just talk about the Ksais, everyone speaks out of Ksais, I'm a little in about Gita Vyadav and Ka'akas. That's like normal goes through the circus. Someone asked, I don't know if he asked the Shir or asked the Shir, that 1 minute. I taught you, we learned many times, the get has to belong to the husband. Right? We learned that many times. The get has to belong to the husband. We also learned that you can't own the Surah Hadar. So how could the get belong to the husband if it's a get on Isurei Hanar? So something that we left hanging, there was a Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph Tshuva Memches who gives the Gedarim of ownership of Isurei Hanar. Ikar is the first few paragraphs, and it's a very nice Yisraelistic Memches, Chelek Aleph Beis HaLevi Tshuva Memches. And his Hagdara will answer this question. We're going to do that first tomorrow, and then we'll continue by.